and try, you know, 1 to 10 different things at each table. And we have, what, 20 plus exhibitors this year? So it's really a feast.
And sometimes they do unusual things that they don't get a chance to do otherwise. So.
Well, I'm getting the signal that we need to wrap up. I'm also salivating here. But Liz, Heidi, and Claudia, again, I know this is a very busy week for you, so thanks for taking the time out to visit us at KBOO today.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Liz Crane, Heidi Nessler, and Claudia Lucero, organizers of the 10th Annual Portland Fermentation Festival. Takes place this Thursday, October 10th from 6 to 9:30 at EcoTrust Billy Frank Jr. Conference Center. That's located at 721 Northwest 9th Avenue in Portland. You can find out all the details and how to get your tickets on their website, portlandfermentationfestival.com, and on the festival's Facebook page. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.
I've been a ramp, I'm a romp and roll.
I didn't know if I could actually take it.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society 2019-20 concert season. Bill Staines is the featured artist for the upcoming October 11 concert. Bill Staines is a singer-songwriter whose career has spanned 5 decades, and his songs have been recorded by many well-known artists. That's Bill Staines in concert, Friday, October 11 at 7:30 p.m. at the Reedwood Friends Church, 2901 Southeast Steel Street in Portland. For more information, go to kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Time is 6 o'clock, and you are listening to KBOO Portland Radio. Coming up next, Labor Radio.
She's bringing
I don't hear anything.
Well, because they're coming up next with Labor Radio, so we're waiting.
Did you find out when...
Good evening, and welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Union, a segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. Here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Deborah Hall, and I'm here with...
Tina Turner-Morfitt. I'm the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and I am a retiree. I'm a state employee, and my union is the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Retiree Union.
Hi, and I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell, the Vice President of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Union, and I'm also president of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute.
Hello, and I'm Deborah Hall, the current Secretary Treasurer for the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and also a member of the American Federation of Teachers in Portland.
So our guest tonight, you know who it is. Well, you know her when you once hear the name. It is Sister Donna Hammond. She is a business representative of the
International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Local 48.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, please. Okay. So Donna is here tonight, and she's going to be talking to us about a special program that this is, I believe, the fourth year for the program, mm-hmm. and it's called iTrades Career Day.
Mm-hmm.
So go right ahead. Tell our listeners about the day.
So it is a full day. It's packed. It's called the iTrades Summit, and it is an exploration into apprenticeship and the skilled trades. And the attendees will learn about the original four-year degree, apprenticeship. And an apprenticeship is where you earn while you learn. An individual typically starts out at about 50% of a journeyman's pay rate for that craft, and will receive a pay increase every 6 months with a successful performance on the job and in the classroom.
Sweet.
So the summit allows for middle and high school students and their parents to also explore the skilled trades, which are some of the nation's highest paying occupations. Many teens are not aware, nor are their parents aware of the opportunities that the trades offer, nor do they know how to access them. So we are providing that knowledge on November 2nd.
All right. So, like I said, the program, you've been doing this about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you partner with another group in doing this program. Who are they?
They are the Electrical Workers Minority Caucus. It is with our affiliates with, the NECA, IBEW Electrical Training Center, mm-hmm. our joint apprenticeship and training. And it's also with iUrban Teen.
Okay.
And iUrban Teen is a STEM program.
Okay.
And that's, we're under the umbrella of iUrban Teen.
All right. Well, this is really cool. So how can a person hook themselves up?
Oh, the hookup. That's why we are here. So if a student or a volunteer is interested, they can go to Eventbrite Portland and search for iTrades Summit.
Okay.
And there are registration, and they have to register. Mm-hmm. If they want to volunteer, there's registration for, there's three areas that we need registration for greeters, table leads.
Sure.
And one other thing that I can't remember right now, but that's if you want to volunteer. But if the students would like to attend, there's middle school and high school kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to you earlier about this program, you said something about the parents. What role do the parents play?
Oh, very important. Because sometimes you need the parent's involvement in order to sell a concept to the child, uh-huh. right? But sometimes the parents, so in prior years, we've had, on a typical summit, we've had over 150 children.
Uh-huh.
And the parents are involved. They stay all day with the kids, and there's a special presentation for the parents from the administrator from the Bureau of Labor and Industry, the apprenticeship division, mm-hmm. a brother by the name of Steve Sims.
Okay.
So he talks to the parents and gives them the big picture of what apprenticeship offers, how their student, their child can receive a wonderful benefit. And sometimes the parents have stated that if their child is not interested in this opportunity, mm-hmm. they'll take it. It's interesting because it's been a well-kept secret,
mm-hmm.
apprenticeship. And, you know, for years, the system has guided students in one path, but everybody's not interested in that in
sure.
that path.
Uh-huh.
And so these are opportunities that students, once they wire a light or they solder something or weld or, you know, get a hammer in their hand and start beating something. No, but seriously, they build a birdhouse
sure.
or they want, I didn't know that I could do that. And right. they learn, they talk to other craftspeople who look like them,
mm-hmm.
and they go, you know, this is, I can do this. And they really, really, really enjoy. There was this one young man who came last year who was very frustrated with his mother. She kind of strongly encouraged him to come.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the day, he wanted more. Why can't I do it all? You know, and he was so happy that he attended.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, great. So the apprenticeship program is just not something you can just show up for and expect to finish. Is that about right?
And expect to finish.
Right.
It's very rigorous.
Okay.
And it's intense. It's on-the-job learning
mm-hmm.
with a seasoned journey-level worker. And then it's classroom. And every program is different, but it's intense. But anything worthwhile and having. But I have to share this one story with you. When you say finish, we recently had a young man complete his program, and he's 24 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he's a graduate of Jefferson High School. Did I say he was 24?
Yes.
Yeah, he's 24 years old. So I had a chance to chat with him a couple months ago at his graduation. And he says that he has the potential of earning six figures.
Uh-huh.
And that he has over 50 grand in the banks in savings.
Wow.
No debt.
Uh-huh.
So we've basically paid him to learn the skill,
sure.
A skill that he can take anywhere because we are an international union.
Right.
And I'm just tickled. It's just, here's a young man just on his way to having a life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a good life.
A good life because of the trade that he selected and his union benefits. Mm-hmm. I'm just tickled.
Donna, also what excites me today about, and I'm going to call it the new face of the trades, is there are I'm seeing more women and more people of color. And can you talk a little bit about that? And it's just very special to see that you know, folks that traditionally have not perhaps had opportunities to have high wage earning jobs without having, you know, 15 college degrees and, you know, $100,000 in student debt and on and on and on and on. So can you address that a little bit?
Yes, and I'm excited that the trades are really intentionally focusing on reaching a population that has been underserved in this arena.
Intentionally focused.
Yes. And so, especially like with our program, we have a pre-apprenticeship program that focuses on women, minorities, and veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them the skills that maybe they didn't receive at home. If you live in an inner city,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have, you know, the skills that you would pick up had you grown up on a farm.
Right.
And yeah. So they are funding these programs that will support others and use the skills that they come in with. Because just because you weren't raised on a farm doesn't mean that you can't work hard.
Right.
Right?
Right, right, right.
And we have Oregon tradeswomen. We have pre-apprenticeship programs. There's several recognized pre-apprenticeship programs in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you those skills of if you weren't raised by a mother or a father or a relative that was in the trade, you can get the culture because gotcha. It's all about the construction culture and sure. to be successful.
Sure, sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a quick question. You may have said it before, but how can they sign up and get some more information about the program?
So what we have is an online registration, but the website is iUrban Teen. You can to get more information, you can go to the iUrban Teen website.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually register for the event the day of, for the summit, you have to go to Eventbrite Portland
okay.
and search for iTrades Summit.
Okay.
And that's mm-hmm. on November the 2nd.
Saturday, November 2nd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah. Sweet.
And it's located at my local union hall and training center on 158th and Airport Way.
Okay.
Do you find that have any of the graduates come to IBEW once they go through this program?
Oh, my goodness.
That you have recognized?
Yes. Great question. Again, at our last summit, we had a youth volunteer who, you know, thought he wanted to be an electrician but was unsure. So he was a volunteer,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to interview two electrical, one journeyman and an apprentice
mm-hmm.
that Saturday. And And then he was just, okay, this is what I want to do. And so he also ran into Patricia Daniels, who is the executive director of Constructing Hope.
Okay.
And then he applied. So this is last November. He applied for their program, their winter term. He was successful, mm-hmm. completed the program. Then he made application to IBEW Local 48 Apprenticeship. Uh-huh. Successful applicant. Took the aptitude test. And successful interview. And now he is an apprentice in our program.
Sweet.
Oh, that's the pipeline.
How long is your apprentice program?
Our program is 5 years.
Okay. So it's my understanding that a lot of senior workers are starting to retire.
You mean like me? I've been on that bandwidth for a few years, but the baby boomers, yes, we are starting to leave employment, yes.
And so the point I was trying to make is by the time they finish their journeymanship, you guys will have
we should have
retired.
So we have a window here where we're going to be losing a lot of journey level workers. Uh-huh. And so we need to replenish the workforce in the area.
Sure.
You've seen all the cranes and, you know, the work that's happening.
Yes.
We need workers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we need to get the word out that there are opportunities here where a person, they don't have to put up any money.
Right.
We're going to pay you to learn this skill.
Uh-huh.
And when you're done, you can have a life.
Right. Okay. So for our listeners, if you've just joined us, you are listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. And so for me, when I think of that statement of the heart of the community, each time I talk to you mm-hmm. about what's going on in Portland, you remind me of what the heart of the community really is. Yeah. Mm. And I want to thank you for all the work and all of the efforts that you've put forth in order to bring up, in order to educate Black children that they too can have a life, not just a life, mm-hmm. but a meaningful livable wage of life.
Yes.
And so again, once again, thank you so much for all the efforts that you have put into graduating or acknowledging and educating our children that life in the trades really can help you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you know, for so many years, people have looked down on blue collar workers.
Right.
And the same aptitude that is required to enter into a college institution uh-huh. is the same aptitude that is required for the skilled trades.
Sure.
And so working with iUrban Teen and having these students that are, you know, college bound and with the aptitude, math and science, mm-hmm. now they're looking at this and saying, you know what, maybe I don't want to sit in an office all
right.
day.
Right.
Maybe I do want to be a builder because I can drive around Portland and go, I built that.
Right.
I worked on that.
Right.
Exactly. I did that. It is a rewarding feeling.
Right. It does mm-hmm. give you a sense of pride.
It really does. And that's part of our culture in the trades is that pride that
yes.
at the end of the day or the end of the job that we built this.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the age group, you're looking for what, 18 and above, am I correct about
for the apprenticeship or uh-huh. for the summit?
Well, even in attendance of this.
No, for the summit, our target audience is, middle school and high school students
okay.
who are typically on free lunch or the underrepresented in the trades.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Middle school and high school kids.
You hear that, young people? Young people, did you hear that?
Middle school, okay. That's good to know. Because
yes.
the earlier you put them in their minds,
yes.
what earlier you tell them, this is available to you.
Yes.
And then at the same time, too, they can start being more serious about math
And
right, but it's more than just telling them. This is not like a fair where they're going to show up and we're going to just show them our pay stubs. They're actually, these are workshops. They go in, they wire up a light. They solder. This is very intense.
Okay.
This is not a
participatory. You
know, yes, very. They're going to get about a 5 or 10 each workshop that they attend. They will get maybe a 5 or 10 minute presentation, but the rest of the time they're going to be busy building something, showing. Yes.
So they're actually doing the work.
Yes.
They're doing the work.
They're holding the tools. Sure. They are, like I said, the young men welding, soldering, building. I mean, why to see a light, to wire up a light and flip the switch and have the light go on.
See? Sweet.
Yes, I know. I know.
And get paid well to do it, because I'm going to guess that these aren't minimum wage jobs, and I'm going to guess that even the apprenticeship program isn't a minimum wage program, is it?
No. It's unfortunate they start out above scale. That was sarcasm. Okay.
I'm going, what?
No, they start out pretty well. And like I said, every 6 months they get an increase. Journey level workers in the electrical trade, we're below the scale of several of the other skilled workers in the area. And I think right now we're at about, and this is a guesstimation on my part.
Okay.
We're at about $48 an hour.
48? Did you hear that, young people?
Holy Christ.
48.
40s, and we're low.
An apprenticeship is half of that?
They start out at half that.
Ka-ching.
Okay. I've been on my job for 22 years, and I make a little bit more than that half, and I'm not even lying. You guys, come on. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you hear this?
Yes.
Do you hear this?
And did we talk about benefits yet?
Come on.
No, we haven't.
We're talking about a real pension. Uh-huh. Not a 401k. We're talking about a defined benefit.
And this is after they complete the journeyman program.
Yes, after 5 years, it takes 5 years to get vested in the pension plan.
Okay.
But it is a benefit along with health care, and there's just a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
A defined benefit pension is pretty much it's a guarantee.
But it's a rarity anymore.
Yes, it is a rarity. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Young people, come on. Do you hear this?
Parents, if you're listening to this, tell your children, tell your friends and your neighbors that we need to replenish the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities are here. And that they should come out to the iTrade Summit on November 2nd.
Where is it at?
It is located at the NECA IBEW Training Center on 158th and Airport Way. But they must register.
And what are the hours?
From 9 to 3 p.m. And the address is 15937 Northeast Airport Way.
And what's the basic registration fee?
It's free.
Oh, it's free.
I forgot that piece.
I love that word.
Oh, it's free. Oh, did I leave that out? Oh, shame on me. Okay, so the event is free, and lunch is provided, and then we also have raffle prizes for the student.
Prizes.
Nice prizes. Uh-huh. Nice prizes that... students who participate in each of their workshops, the more they participate, the more raffle tickets they get.
I see.
Now, you don't have any boundaries, do you? You do deal with Southwest Washington. There's no boundaries.
No,
is there?
And we actually go over to the coast. We've had students come as far as Seaside, Salem, Vancouver. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they have to register.
Okay, and how do they do that again?
Eventbrite, Portland, iTrade Summit.
All right. Wow.
So if you're thinking that you may want to be an electrician, a machinist, operating engineer, plumber, pipe fitter, a lineman, inside wireman, we have... the craft carpenter, Just come and see. Part of knowing what you want to be when you grow up
mm-hmm.
is knowing what you don't want to be.
There you
so
gotcha.
If you come out and you experience yes, this and say, gotcha, you know gotcha. What, gotcha. Not for me. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. But you come out and you go, you get that.
You know, you said you hit the nail on the head. Most people, I don't want to say you, they don't even know what they don't want to do.
Right.
Or want to do.
Right.
But this is an opportunity to explore, experience, go
yeah,
see.
Absolutely.
You might, some females, I don't like using a hammer. I don't like it. Well, you might like it, darling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you never, so this is an opportunity. So we really got to get this out to yes. our youth, to people, to our churches.
Yes.
Just to people, look, this is going on. You get experience. It's a hands-on type thing. So you can come out walking, getting a better idea of what it is you want to do.
We are really starting to get more women of color interested in the trades mm-hmm. over the stigma of, you know, because a lot of them are working other jobs and are not earning a livable wage.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, this is doable. I'm going to be leaving this industry soon, and after 41 years,
sure.
I really, really, I am doing my gosh darnest mm-hmm. to get the word out, to help mm-hmm. replenish, to you know, make the local better or the industry better than mm-hmm. when I found it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
In 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sister Donna, like I said, ooh, it always enlightens me when you come on our show because you come with such a wealth of information and with such passion on how to improve the working conditions and letting our youth know that they don't have to be in a cookie cutter,
mm-hmm.
that there are a lot of things out there and they just need to get out and explore.
This is my community. This is where mm-hmm. I'm a native.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is where it all started for me. I was given an opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, we are in the announcement segment of our show.
Good evening, all. And so this message is for Oregon CBTU chapter members who haven't decided yet to participate in an upcoming training sponsored by the Labor Education and Research Center of Oregon and the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. The purpose of this training will be reevaluating organized labor's future through the experience and development of African-American labor leadership. African-American leadership faces a unique journey through civil rights and labor rights movements. We will center a framework through critical race theory and labor education as a new intergenerational preparing for increasing workers of color, leadership, and scholarship for a 22nd century workforce. Participants in the training and panel discussions include Sherman Henry, faculty coordinator at the University of Oregon and LIRC, Bill Fletcher, who's a renowned author and activist, Stephen Pitts from the UCLA Berkeley Labor Center, April Sims, who's the secretary treasurer for the Washington State AFL-CIO, Dr. Roberta Hunt from Portland State University, Gordon Lafer, University of Oregon Labor Professor Bob Bussell, who is the director of the U of O Research Center, and Philip Allen, who is the CBTU Coalition of Black Trade Unionists International Organization Development Facilitator. And I have some things here on the back. We will be talking about the 2020 census.
Yep. That's on our dance card this year.
And then we also have tomorrow, which is, what's tomorrow, October 8th,
mm-hmm.
our monthly Oregon CBTU chapter meeting, which will be held at mm-hmm. the William Lucy building I'm getting all tongue-tied, of AFSCME, the address 6025 Southeast Burnside in Portland. Our meeting is from 6 o'clock until 7:30. And I'm going to pass it off before I miss something else.
I just want to add that I had the greater opportunity to attend the Region 10 conference in Oakland. Our international representative is Paulette Thompson, and the new president of the Region 10 is Herb Martin. And they also wanted me to announce to everyone that on the about the late Jackie Jones.
Yes,
Jacqueline
Jones.
Yes, we're going to have a memorial service for her. She's the late president of Region 10, a memorial service on October 29th. So, and data is taking as kids to the Black College Fair in October.
So it's that witching hour, and we really got to get on with our day. So thank you very much for listening in to Holla CBTU Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of a talk by Alex Vitale on Saturday, October 12th at the Dismantle Change Build Center in Portland. Alex Vitale, director of the Brooklyn College Policing and Social Justice Project, is the author of The End of Policing. He'll be speaking on how to reconstruct police culture and behavior and describe alternatives that remove the police from dealing with drug addiction, houselessness, sex work, mental health crises, and more. Again, that's Alex Vitale on Saturday, October 12th, 6 p.m. at the Dismantle Change Build Center, 14 Northeast Killingsworth in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good evening and welcome to KBOO Community Radio. My name is Emma Lugo and we are here tonight on Prison Pipeline. Tonight our guest is going to be Shalene Shabhak. Shalene is a attorney and she has represented Adri Edmo. Adri Edmo is a prisoner incarcerated in the Idaho Department of Corrections who has been seeking gender-affirming surgery. She is transgender and we're going to be talking with Shalene.